speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Monday, April the 22nd, 2019. Of course, it is Earth Day. And we're going to talk about this new religion and how it has now been exposed as a false religion. But that doesn't mean that it still doesn't have its true worshipers, its true followers. And of course, this is coming on the day after we saw another attack against Christians. It was just a week ago that we had the Notre Dame fire. But of course, don't pay any attention. That wasn't indicative of anything. It had no connections to anything that was anti-Christian. It had no connections to Islam either, we're told. And yet we have architects now who are proposing not only steel and glass to replace the roof of Notre Dame, but also one has proposed a minaret as a tribute to Islam, as a reparation to Islam from the West. And as we see these bombings in Sri Lanka yesterday, it was amazing. We all knew what it was, didn't we? I mean, do we have to wait for them to come out and start to admit that? Of course not. We've got the investigation that's going to be going on in Notre Dame for quite some time. They have to say that, they think it was an electrical fire. Then we see somebody else said maybe it was a computer glitch. So it's got to be something that is unique, that's different, that nobody is actually to blame. Because this thing survived for 850 years. That roof was made out of whole trees. And they didn't catch fire like a piece of paper. There's a reason that they didn't catch fire for 850 years. But now we've got a computer glitch that made them catch fire. Well, we'll talk about some computer glitches. We've had another video of a Tesla parked in a garage, parking garage, because it had surveillance footage just spontaneously combusting. So maybe it was a Tesla. Maybe it was that kind of computer glitch. Or maybe it was some kind of a lithium battery that, there you go, there's a Tesla spontaneously combust. Maybe that's what happened in Notre Dame. Because it can't be Islam. It just can't. We got to rule that out. Cannot be Islam. Just like the attacks in Sri Lanka. They completely shut down social media because they don't want free speech. They've got a compliant press. And they don't want anybody commenting about it. Now, as I tweeted out yesterday morning, there were some individuals that were outside of the controlled press here in America and Europe and Sri Lanka, where they were trying to keep a lid on it. They actually had the police department gave the names of two suicide bombers. And you had newspapers in places like India and Israel that reported that. And they said that the police chief said they're looking at all eight of those bombings being done by suicide bombers. Now, who could that possibly be? Buddhists don't do suicide. That's the majority of people that I think is Buddhist. It's either Buddhist or Hindu. I think it's Buddhism is a majority religion in Sri Lanka. Christianity is the smallest religion there, about 8%. Islam is about 12%. But it's not the Buddhists, it's not the Hindus, it's not the Christians, it's not the Jews who are doing suicide bombing. But we have to pretend that that is not an Islamic attack there on Easter. And of course, we can't have to not say that they were Christians. We have Obama and Hillary and Adam Schiff and many Democrats out there saying, oh, look, this is an attack against Easter worshipers. No, they weren't worshiping Easter. They weren't attacked because they were worshiping Easter. They were attacked because they're Christians. And so we're going to talk about that. We'll talk about Earth Day. Since the first Earth Day, the planet's CO2 levels have gone off the rails. And yet, the polar ice caps are still intact. What shall we make of that? Is that proof of false prophets telling us that the sky is falling, that the Earth is ending? The end is near. We've had London shut down for nearly a week on one bridge, over 1,000 people arrested for that religion. But of course, they've been protected by the police there. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Wars are like 12-round heavyweight boxing championship fights. It's about who wants it, who's prepared to go the longest, and who's ready to do the damage. We took on Hillary Clinton. We stopped her. We got a nationalist in. Nationalists are getting elected all over the world right now. We are winning. But those of us who are at the very front line, at the tip of the spear, are under unprecedented attack. So I come to you each day and try to explain to you that this is a war of attrition. This is about who wants it most. And you know the persecution, the censorship, the sponsors, they've taken everything. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. I need financial support, and I got products you and your family need. It's that simple. Thousands of great products, whatever's award-winning, whatever's best-selling, what folks love, what I love, we bring it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. So please, go to InfoWarsStore.com today, look at all the great products, because we're in your hands, I'm in your hands, and your support is beyond critical. Thank you.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this April 22nd, 2019. It is Earth Day. Bow down and worship the earth. It's been going on for a week in London. We'll talk about that in a moment. But let's understand there's a lot of different types of religion. You know, Earth Day is just one of them, and we need to respect that, right? Not Christianity. No, we'll blow the people up on Easter in Sri Lanka, and we can't even call them Christians. The Democrat politicians can't call them. They're Easter worshipers and tourists. Easter worshipers and tourists were killed, not Christians. In Sri Lanka, according to Obama, Hillary, Adam Schiff, and many other Democrat politicians. But, you know, there's a lot of different religions out there. We've got, in the race for the presidency of Taiwan, we now have the boss of Foxconn. These are the people that are the iPhone manufacturers. They build a lot of things, but primarily known for being the manufacturer of iPhones, and also known for their suicide nets. The conditions that people work there under. And now the guy who is the boss of Foxconn has said that he feels like he has a mandate to run for presidency. He said that he was inspired by the sea goddess Mazu, who encouraged him to promote peace across the Taiwan Strait with China. He wants a China-friendly policy. He said, 3 days ago, Mazu came to me in a dream. This is a sea goddess widely worshipped in southern China, part of the Buddhist community. And again, Sri Lanka is mainly Buddhist. I don't know, maybe they are worshipping Mazu as well. She is believed to protect fishermen and sailors. And so I guess I wonder, who is the goddess that protects iPhone workers? Who is the god or goddess of suicide nets? Maybe that god or goddess should step in. But when I saw that, it immediately reminded me of the tale of King Arthur and the Lady in the Lake. And I thought, Monty Python had something to say about that. Remember? Let's play that clip.
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
So if the people of Taiwan have ever seen Monty Python's Holy Grail, he may be in trouble in terms of the election. I don't know. But there's also other gods that are worshipped throughout the world now. And, of course, one of the rising religions, we see that Christianity is collapsing, especially here in the United States. And the religion that is rising throughout the U.S. and Europe is that, of course, of environmentalism. But they have a problem. They have a problem that all false prophets have. Because the central tenet of Earth Day is that the end is near. The Earth is ending. Yet, and it's ending because of rising CO2. The rising CO2 levels are going to cause the Earth to superheat, and the polar caps are going to melt. The world will flood. We will have catastrophic climate changes and so forth. Yet, Even they are admitting, and this is coming from Yahoo News. I mean, this is not somebody who's pushing back against the climate change agenda with science. This is actually out of their own mouths. They say since the first Earth Day, and this is part of their alarmism. They're trying to create alarmism over their false prophecies. Since the first Earth Day, the planet's CO2 levels have gone off the rail. And Yahoo goes on to say, when Americans celebrated the first Earth Day, April 22nd, 1970, the planet's atmosphere was markedly different than it is today. Nearly 50 years ago, the levels of carbon dioxide, remember carbon dioxide, for all of you who have the education mentality of Alexandria occasional cortex, carbon dioxide is what you breathe out. It's what plants need to live. It's a symbiotic relationship that was, looks like God designed it that way. But, you know, we know, of course, from the Earth Dayers that there is no God except for Gaia, right? The Earth, Mother Earth, is the goddess. You know, kind of like this aquatic tart that they were talking about in Monty Python. Yes, Gaia. There we go. So they're saying that in 1970, nearly 50 years ago, CO2 levels, and that's carbon dioxide. It's not toxic. It's not carbon monoxide that'll kill you. This is carbon dioxide. They were at 325 parts per million. Now, 5 decades later, they're at 412 parts per million. Well, it's about a 27% increase. And that is a big increase in their measured levels. The problem is, as they look at this, they say, well, it's likely that carbon dioxide levels haven't been this high in a million years. prove it. Anyway, they say the rate of CO2 increase since the first Earth Day is unprecedented in the geologic record. And this is a paleoclimatologist right here in Austin at the University of Texas. Another one says this is totally unprecedented, said a guy who works at the Department of Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences at the University of Colorado. And then a climate scientist at the University of Nevada at Las Vegas said the last time CO2 levels were this high, the sea level was many feet higher than it is today. Earth's oceans were some 30 feet higher. So why isn't that happening now, if that's the case? See, all these guys at these universities who are wallowing in their grant levels, that's the thing that's risen along with the CO2 levels, are their government grants. That's the only thing that's right. The sea level is not rising. It is not 30 feet higher. They're telling you, we look at the record and it hasn't been this high in a million years. And in a million years ago, it was 30 feet higher. Well, why isn't that happening now? Well, I guess they'll just have to have another government grant to explain why their models have failed. If you predict something and it doesn't happen, and again, we go back to Al Gore, and he had that graphic chart that he blew up to, the size of a building. He got on a platform, an electric platform, and rode up, and he said, look at CO2 levels that we've charted out here. And now we're at the hockey stick. It goes straight up. And he got on a platform, and it elevated him up to emphasize that. They blew up that and exaggerated that. And yet, as they're looking at that and saying, you know, the CO2 is going to predicate a rise in temperature. It did not. It did not. They told us that all the polar ice caps, there it is right there. There he is on his platform, telling everybody this is what's going to happen. Temperature is going to go up, but it didn't. They told everybody 10 years ago that all the polar ice caps would be melted by now, and they haven't. As a matter of fact, they've increased in thickness. But for some millennials, reports NBC News, climate change clock is ticking louder than the biological clock. And they quote a writer out of where else but Seattle. She says, there's this sense that if you don't have kids soon, you could be putting them in a harder position. But if you do have them, that will not be easy either with the storms, the intense droughts, the precariousness of the times is like you're playing with two ticking time bombs, yours and the planet. Well, then, like Alexandria occasional cortex, don't have them. I'm all for these women not having children because I don't think children should have children. Wait until you grow up if you ever do. And I don't know if they're ever going to grow up, this Peter Pan generation, who have lost their boys. That's the other part they will have to explain to them. Yes, you have to have boys to do this as well. And you don't like boys either. Church of England vicar. This is showing the destruction, the internal collapse of Christianity. A Church of England vicar likens disruptive climate protesters to Jesus. As part of this Waterloo Bridge in London, they've had for a week, they've had protests, they've had about 1,000 arrests. He said, I think there's a recognition that the time to act globally is now for the sake of populations across the world. We're in Holy Week. Jesus went to Jerusalem knowing he's going to be arrested, believing that he had to bring about the change that was necessary. He has no idea.
I've got a big announcement to make. We've got 4 or 5 positions in IT and a bunch of very exciting projects we want to launch. If you see things going on in InfoWars that you want to make better, and if you want to really be involved in the heart of the fight against the globalists, send your resumes, completely confidential and private, to techjobs@infowars.com. Again, we've got 4 or 5 places we want to fill and a lot of new secret projects going on. The point is, if you want to build freedom in this country and promote free speech and you want to help InfoWars go to the next level, we want to hire you. Send your resumes to techjobs@infowars.com today. I look forward to meeting some of you and shaking your hand and having you jump on the Millennium Falcon, the start of episode 4, because that's what you're going to be doing. This is the real ticket to adventure. Techjobs@infowars.com. Techjobs@infowars.com. Techjobs@infowars.com.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
There is a publicly admitted international plan to shut down nationalist, pro-free market, pro-Western speech all across the world. And I don't want to say I'm honored, but in a way I am, to have been chosen first last year to be deplatformed. Then they set the precedent. Now if you try to tell somebody the dangers of vaccines and read off the insert, they take you off the internet. Now Google announced just today that they're not going to take Christian advertising of most types on their platform because it upsets the San Francisco Google employees. Our country and the world more and more is in the grip of anti-free speech, hyper-leftist, anti-human, transhumanist who literally think they own and run our lives. And if we keep bowing to these cults, the cancer that is San Francisco and many of these big universities is going to be the operating system of the planet. Humanity must awaken and say no to these control freaks.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back on this Earth Day. We're going to talk about what happened yesterday. The attacks on Christians, not on Easter worshipers. Hillary, Obama, Adam Schiff, Yahoo News, all these different sites. It was an attack on Easter. No, it was an attack on Christians. It's how Muslims celebrate other religions' holidays, by killing them on their holidays. In the same way that they destroy the landmarks of other cultures and other religions, and then build mosques on top of them to mark their territory. You know, they're the ones who shot up the Sphinx. They're the ones who blew up the Parthenon. They're the ones who built a mosque on top of the temple in Jerusalem. They do it everywhere. And now they're talking about, we've had one architectural proposal, we'll get to that later, suggesting that they put a minaret up on top of Notre Dame. And I tweeted that out day one. I said, how long is it going to take for this to happen? Well, it took less than a week for a serious proposal in a respected architectural magazine to suggest that, and suggest that it was a debt that was owed to Islam by imperialist France. Part of the reparations, you know, to tear down our culture and to build other cultures. But before we leave Earth Day, I just wanted to cover this story coming out of the Brussels Times. This is a new German study from the University of Cologne. It was published in Munich last week. And it points out that electric vehicles have significantly higher CO2 emissions than gasoline cars.
Yes.
Than diesel cars, even. Than diesel cars. Think about how diesel has been demonized, especially throughout Europe. You've got many German cities where they have complete, and of course, diesel is much, much more popular in Europe than it is in the United States because the fuel prices are so much higher. And diesel engines get much better fuel economy on average, and they last much longer on average. The engine block is much heavier to handle the higher compression, and they just last longer. It's one of the key reasons you buy a diesel. The fuel doesn't have to be processed as much, so there's not as much energy that goes into refinement to create the diesel fuel. It's a great idea, but it's a great idea that's being banned, even though the modern diesel engines are far more fuel efficient than the hybrid or fully electric cars. Even though they last much longer, but I would say especially because they last longer. And that is really what is behind all of this. But now there's been a study where they look at the entire life cycle of the EVs. And what they did in this University of Cologne study was they looked at the amount of energy that's used in the mining and the processing of lithium, of cobalt, of manganese, critical raw materials for the production of electric car batteries. And they said a battery pack for a Tesla Model 3 pollutes the climate with 11 to 15 tons of CO2. Each battery pack has only a lifespan of approximately 10 years and a total mileage of 94,000. Now, see, that's another reason why they want to get rid of diesels. Again, because they don't want private automobiles. They don't want these things. So they want very quickly remove these things, and it doesn't make any economic sense for somebody to spend the money to replace their entire car after 94,000 miles. And so what happens is these cars are not sold. They're not even going to be leased. They're going to be rented by the ride. And that's exactly what they want, to keep you locked up into the cities so they can tax your every movement, because that's what's coming. They're not going to tax. There's no fuel to tax. So they're going to tax your movement. You're going to have congestion charges, which have already now come in New York, first American city to put congestion charges in. But they will also have mileage charges. And that'll be an excuse to track your every movement. And that's why they're getting rid of the diesel cars. But they've outright banned them in many German cities. Even in the UK, they even charge more to park a diesel car. To park it. Not to drive it, but to park it. And of course, it's banned from their ultra-low emission zones that are metastasizing like a cancer throughout the country. They say that, so if you add the CO2 of 11 to 15 tons to create the battery pack for Tesla Model 3, then you add to that the CO2 emissions from the electricity of the power plants that power such vehicles. The actual Tesla emissions would be between 156 to 180 grams of CO2 per kilometer. And they say that they, nevertheless, throughout Europe, they're all classified as zero emission cars. When Sadiq Khan sets up his ultra low emission zones around London, the only cars allowed in there are right now temporarily going to be hybrid electric cars. But the hybrids are going to be pushed out real soon, and you'll only have 100% electric cars because they're ultra-low emissions. No, they have more emissions than you have with a diesel car. Yeah, you spend money making, you know, you spend, not money, you spend CO2 and energy building the diesel cars, but they last forever. Not for 94,000 miles and you throw them away. And where are you going to put them in the dump? You're going to have landfills for all these used batteries that reignite all the time? I mean, just take a look at this latest Tesla fire that came out over the weekend. This is coming out of Shanghai. And this is on the site of a guy who is a Tesla fan. And he says, well, I'm going to show this good, bad, or indifferent. And this is a, you can see, roll that video. You can see a Tesla Model S sitting there, and you see smoke coming out from underneath it. And then all of a sudden, boom, it just explodes. And we've seen that over and over again. As this article here is talking about the emissions of electric cars, they said, so maybe Elon Musk's plan to save the world with electric cars is the biggest scam of our lifetime. It's not just his plan. He's tapped into it for money. He's tapped into it for crony capitalism. But folks, this quote-unquote plan is coming from the globalists. It's called the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. It's a plan to lock us into the cities. And so, as I said, you know, as they are grasping for a narrative that is halfway believable, that doesn't involve Islam in some way, because we all know that what's going on in France, 1,000 churches a year being attacked, desecrated, burned, bombed. We know that that is Islamic jihad, but we got to pretend that that didn't happen in Notre Dame. It just somehow that ancient 850-year-old roof just spontaneously caught fire. We were told it was electrical fire. Now they're talking about it. Maybe it was a quote-unquote computer glitch. They're actually seriously saying that. Might as well tell us it was a Tesla fire. So we won't know what happened for another 2 to 3 months, they said. But they already pronounced it before the fire was even over. They pronounced that it was not arson. Yeah, yeah. We'll be right back. We'll talk about the attacks on Christians when we return. Stay with us.
Leaps and by Bounds. The number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. Must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it.
the fish oil's better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. When I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it. Please don't forget, we have a lot of amazing deals on the site. We still have store-wide free shipping. We had to end all those big discounts on the supplements. We're about to sell out of all of them, but we still have a big discount going, even though it's about to sell out on DNA Force, our flagship amazing product. Check out DNA Force. Learn why it's so amazing. Do yourself a favor. DNA Force Plus, now even stronger, even better for your telomeres, for your cells, for your mitochondrial DNA, for your nerves, for your brain. If there's one thing you take, it should be DNA Force Plus with PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. And all apparel. We only do this once a year. Annual super sale. All apparel. All caps, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, 50% off. 50% off store-wide. And you help fund the InfoWar, and you spread the word, and you stand up to the bullies. Store-wide apparel sale, 50% off, and so much more. And your funding makes it all possible. Whatever you do, get DNA Force today. It's discounted, but it's about to sell out. We'll be right back.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of 5-star reviews for yourself. I've got 2 in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Plant the seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty
tree.
It's your move. You're listening to the David Knight Show.
We are the sons of liberty. Save it from the storm, boys.
Welcome back. Our culture is being dismantled, is being bombed, is being murdered right in front of our eyes. It's not just the massive tragedy that we saw in Sri Lanka. And these are forces that are being unleashed throughout Europe, throughout the United States. But it's also the deculturalization of the United States as well. It's not just the statues of Christopher Columbus that are coming down. Over the weekend, we had statue of Kate Smith, God Bless America singer, being taken down. I'm going to talk about that later as well. I don't have any dog in that fight, quite frankly, in the sense that I'm not a big Kate Smith fan. But I think it's a bum rap that she's getting. And it's a sign of how every vestige of American culture or European culture must be destroyed and disassembled, no matter how small, how insignificant. And so we're going to get to that in a moment. But I want to talk about these attacks against Christians that happened on Easter Sunday in Sri Lanka. Initially, the reports came out as slightly over 200. That has now gone up to... The death toll has now reached 290. More than 500 additional people were injured. They said that they have now found 87 bomb detonators, 12 of them scattered on the ground at bus station. Another 75 at a nearby garbage dump. They exploded a van that they found some in. But as the, even though there was a gag order put on social media that completely shut down social media because they don't want you talking about what you saw, they're going to create the narrative. They're going to create the narrative by covering up for Islam, because that's the source of all this. It was quite apparent that it was going to be Islam just from the timing and the tactics. But we must not say that at all. That is not, that is a word that will not be used. Must not use Islam. Must not say that Islamic jihadis bombed three churches and multiple hotels. Can't say that. Not in the mainstream media. So the mainstream media is going to put out the narrative that they want. They will sanitize it of, anybody knowing who's really behind this. And then they will put a gag on you and I on social media out of Sri Lanka. As they pointed out, there are many different kinds of faith. You know, we had, we were just talking about the people. We've got idiot bishops in the Church of England, just like the Pope, out there worshiping Earth and Earth Day. They don't care much about Jesus. They don't know why he even came. He didn't come for climate change. He didn't come to create a revolution in Rome, as the bishop in London was alluding to. No, he didn't come for that at all. Christianity has died from the inside out. But make no mistake about it, the elites have brought in a group of people to finish the job. And as Breitbart is pointing out, Pinkerton editorializing, he said, there's many kinds of faith. He said, there are the Greens, for example, what they believe all over the world, mostly in Western Europe and North America, the Greens are proclaiming their belief system that the end is near. That's what they're doing right there on Waterloo Bridge in London. Just like Alexandria Cortez said on January 22nd, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. So there you go. That's their profession of faith. It is a blind faith. They have absolutely no reason to believe that. As a matter of fact, it is a false prophecy. Just as I was pointing out, they now have done a study, a couple of different studies. They found out that their electric vehicles produce more CO2 than a diesel over their lifetime. And they found that even though the CO2 has risen significantly, maybe because of all those new electric cars being produced, even though the CO2 has risen dramatically, 27% over the last 50 years, that they said last time it was this high, we had the sea levels 30 feet higher. Well, then why aren't they? Why hasn't the temperature gone up? Why hasn't the sea level gone up? It's because your models and your prophecies are bunk. But let's talk about the martyrs. The headline on Breitbart talks about the number of martyrs in Sri Lanka and how they faced a greater threat than climate change. Where does that word martyr come from? It's a Greek word. It means witness. Who were the original martyrs? They were people who had witnessed Christ and what he had done and what happened to him and his resurrection. And rather than recount that, which the Roman authorities demanded, they preferred to die rather than to turn back on what they had seen, to lie about what they had seen. And so the term witness became synonymous with somebody who died for the religion. Now, we talk about Islamic martyrs, these suicide bombers who attack the churches and the hotels. That is, like we see so often, it is taking a term and turning it upside down and inside out to completely pervert its meaning. In the same way we see our government do all the time with the Constitution or with the FISA court, you know, a thing that was supposed to restrain them from spying on Americans, they use as a tool to spy on Americans. And so martyr, which originally meant somebody who was a witness who would die rather than recant what they saw, turned into someone who would not die for their religion, but who would kill for their religion. And so as Islam takes this, instead of people who are dying for what they believe, Islam kills people who don't believe like they do. That's how they have turned this around. That is what Islam has done. And when we look just a few weeks ago, actually it's about a month ago, March 15th, when we had the shooting at the mosque in New Zealand. Remember when we had all the female news anchors in New Zealand wearing hijabs after that attack? Even the prime minister wore a hijab in solidarity. Female news anchors, other women in New Zealand, going back to March the 15th, wore hijabs in solidarity with the victims of the Christchurch mosque shootings. We are with you. We want you to feel at home on your own streets. We love, support, and respect you, Muslims. Will there be any love, any support, any respect for Christians from these same people? No, of course not. Nothing but hatred from the secular humanists. Nothing but hatred for Christians from the Muslims. Nothing but hatred for Christians from the LGBT lobby and their spokesman, Booty Gay. Now, Samantha Hayes and this Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, they're not going to be wearing, maybe they could wear nun habits. That's what my wife suggested. She said, you think they're going to be dressed up like nuns to show that they have solidarity with Christians? You know, there were 50 people who were killed in that mosque shooting. We've got at least six times that number of people already dead. More will probably die. No respect. Because, you know, they weren't, you can't even give them the respect to call them Christians. Call them Easter worshipers. One of the individuals, they talk about the suicide bombing Yahoo because it's safer to talk about the suicide bombing at the hotel because we don't want to draw attention to the fact that this is a clash of religions. So let's talk about the hotel bombing, says Yahoo. So the Sri Lanka bomber who queued up at the hotel buffet and then unleashed devastation and said, carrying a plate, the suicide bomber who had registered at the hotel the night before as Mohammed Azam Mohammed. Mohammed Mohammed was just about to be served when he set off his devastating strike in the packed restaurant. It was 8:30 a.m. It was busy. There were families there. One of our managers who was welcoming guests was amongst those killed instantly. The bomber also died. Parts of his body were found intact by the police and taken away. But of course, in their religion, murder is their highest religious rite. And he will now enjoy an eternity of sexual debauchery.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. we have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy-to-use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning, though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've got lots of news that we're going to take a look at that happened over the weekend besides the bombing in Sri Lanka. But I've got a couple more things I want to say about that, and then we're going to get into developments after the Mueller report, as I said last Friday. I didn't get into it, but it really is a Rorschach's test, isn't it? what you see in this report is more revelation of you than anything else. There is some objective news in it, of course. Nothing we haven't been telling you for 2 years. There are some lies in it. There is some truth in it, but people are going to see what they want in it. And we're going to talk about the meddling and the muddling that is going on with the Mueller report and the calls for impeachment as well. Yeah, bring it on. That'll be very interesting if they do that, I think. I don't think they realize that that's going to be something else. It's going to backfire and blow up in their face if they actually do try to do impeachment on the basis of this report. That's absolutely astounding, but it just shows how deeply embedded they are in this and how desperate they are, quite frankly. CNN, MSNBC, and the Democrat Party are absolutely desperate to keep going down this road. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. Before we get back to the news, I just want to remind you of some of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what supports this program. And we really do appreciate your support. You are our sponsor. The money that we make comes from the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, and we try to make it a win-win situation. We now have 50% off all apparel, all t-shirts, all hats, all hoodies. Both new and classic designs are now 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have a special on two-week storable food supply. And again, it's a two-week food supply. It is storable for 25 years. It's non-GMO. It's made in America. Some of the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. As a matter of fact, this packaging is resealable once it's open. You can reseal it and use it for a few days. But this is a two-week supply of food, $67. That's less than $5 per day. So low, in fact, that we have to limit that to four per purchase. That is the two-week food supply of storable food for for just $67 at InfoWarsStore.com. And finally, we have the Alexa Pure Breeze filter, $50 off. And that is a big discount on something that all of us here at InfoWars absolutely love. Most of us have one of these at home. We've got many of these here in the office. They're silent. As a matter of fact, they're so silent that it's got a nice little indicator light. Looks like a wave. It's blue when it doesn't sense any contaminants in the air. And then as it senses contaminants, it will pick up speed a little bit, still silent, but it'll change color, going to red if it's something that is very heavy. And then as it starts to clear the air, it'll go down to purple. And then when the air is clear, it'll go into standby mode in blue. Very effective, very attractive, and silent as well. The Alexa Pure Breeze is now $50 off at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we were talking about how the mainstream media is spinning this. They cannot call the victims Christians. Trying to avoid that as much as possible. Call them Easter worshipers. Call them tourists. And we can't call the bombers Muslims either. We can't call them Muslim bombers or jihadi bombers. They're just bombers. Some people did some things in Sri Lanka. If we say anything other than that, we could be labeled as the politician in Spain is now being brought up for charges because he is accused of hate speech because he talked about what Muslims had done. He didn't couch it in vague terms. He didn't say some people did some things. He said Muslims did this. And so he's going to be brought up for charges for that. But this is what the mainstream press is doing. This is why they gagged social media in Sri Lanka. We all know who does suicide bombing. You know, Sri Lanka is 70% Buddhist. It's not the Buddhists who are doing suicide bombings attacking Christians. Buddhists don't do that. Hindus don't do that. Jews don't do that. Christians don't do that. And, you know, we had the satire American Carol. Remember that? And it was how Michael Moore envisioned Christians, these hateful terrorists, these Christians that showed a nun getting on a bus and she had a round orb with a cross in it. She says, "Hail Mary, full of grace," and pulls out the cross, the crucifix. It's like a hand grenade and blows up the bus. That's the way the left portrays Christians. Truly is. But no, nobody does that except Muslims. But even though they admit it's a suicide bomb, they can't say they're Muslims. Even though the guy's name was Muhammad Muhammad. That was another joke from American Carol. That opens up and some guy yells Muhammad. And all the attackers surrounding this village all stand up and say, "What?" Because they're all named Muhammad. Anyway, this bomber, they can't talk about the bomber attacking the church. It's not a Muslim jihadist attacking Christians. It is a Sri Lanka bomber who bombed a hotel buffet. Yeah, there's the scene from American Carol. So they talk about that particular bombing. And as horrific as that is, they then later in the article, they say two other hotels were hit about the same time, along with three churches. They were packed with worshipers attending Easter Sunday services. Let's not use the word Christian. Be careful. Don't use the word Christian. Don't use the word Muslim anywhere in this, or Islam. The blast at a historic Catholic church, St. Anthony's Shrine, was so powerful that it blew out much of the roof, leaving roof tiles, glass, and splintered wood littering the floor that was also strewn with bodies, they say. Now, I don't want to get too much in the detail about what happened to those Christians if you're Yahoo. Some sites have shown statues splattered with blood of the Christians who were there. But, you know, Yahoo doesn't want to get into that. It's just a Sri Lanka bomber, and it was mainly in a hotel. And then you've got Obama and Clinton, Hillary Clinton. Obama says the attacks on tourists and Easter worshipers in Sri Lanka are an attack on humanity. See, that's it. It's not Islamic jihad against Christians. No, no, no. It was against tourists and Easter worshipers, and it's really against humanity. And then Hillary Clinton comes in and says, "I'm praying." Oh, she's praying. There's a news flash. Who or what is she praying to? Is it the sea goddess that told the guy to run for president of Taiwan? I'm praying for everyone affected by today's horrific attacks on Easter worshipers and travelers in Sri Lanka. We have Adam Schiff coming in saying he is horrified by the Easter Sunday bombings in Sri Lanka today. These attacks on civilians and worshipers are cowardly and despicable, and we will stand against terror. And then another individual, U.S. attorney, Trent Shores, on his Twitter account, says, on this Easter day, my prayers are with the victims of Sri Lanka terror attacks and their families. The victims included tourists and Easter worshipers. Again, I didn't know. I mean, you know, we don't even, churches that I typically go to, we don't even call it Easter. We call it Resurrection Sunday. But, you know, that's just us, you know. The press always wants to call it Easter worshipers. Sri Lanka blames Islamicists for Easter attacks. So they were able to put Islam in there, Yahoo News now finally, but it's still an attack on Easter. It's an attack on Easter as the death toll hits 290. Now, the authorities were warned a couple of weeks ago of potential attacks, says a Sri Lankan minister, but they didn't pass that along to the churches. I guess since it was just something that wasn't any religious motivation, we all know that. That's not possible. You would never have, even though you got terrorists that are putting together bombs, and Easter's right around the corner, and all these Easter worshipers are going to be there. You would never warn any of the Christians what's going on, because it's not anything, you know, religious. It's not a conflict of religions and cultures here. The Sri Lanka government, of course, declared curfew and then shut down all access to major social media sites because they've got a narrative that they want to sell. They said at least two of the eight attacks were carried out by suicide bombers. They said this pretty early on, but again, the mainstream media can't really go with that, even though they had names, even though they had suicide bombers, and even though the ministry there said, we think that maybe all eight might have involved suicide bombers. We cannot jump to conclusions. How dare us jump to conclusions about radical Islam? How hateful of us. That's just the problem. You know, Christians are just so hateful. We look at this stuff. We look at 1,000 church burnings just in France. We look at Notre Dame burning. We look at nearly, 300 people dead now, another 500 injured. And, you know, we just jump to conclusions. Just amazing. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've got a big announcement to make. We've got four or five positions in IT and a bunch of very exciting projects we want to launch. If you see things going on in InfoWars that you want to make better, and if you want to really be involved in the heart of the fight against the globalists, send your resumes, completely confidential and private, to techjobs@InfoWars.com. Again, we've got four or five places we want to fill, and a lot of new secret projects going on. The point is, if you want to build freedom in this country and promote free speech, and you want to help InfoWars go to the next level, we want to hire you. Send your resumes to techjobs@InfoWars.com today. I look forward to meeting some of you and shaking your hand and having you jump on Millennium Falcon, the start of episode 4, because that's what you're going to be doing. This is the real ticket to adventure. Techjobs@InfoWars.com. Techjobs@InfoWars.com. Techjobs@InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, using the term Islamists might get you prosecuted throughout Europe. This is happening in Spain. Maybe that's one of the reasons why the mainstream media here in America and in Europe is so reluctant to say that these bombings by Mohammed, that's one of the guys they talked about, bombing a hotel. Suicide bombers launched at Christians, not at Easter worshippers. But, you know, we can't talk about it being Islamicist. Let's not go there. Because in Spain, you've got a populist party, fast-rising populist party called Vox. And they say that they defend traditional Spanish values. And their mission statement affirms that they're dedicated to constitutional democracy, free market capitalism, the rule of law. They want to protect Spanish values from the challenges posed by mass migration, multiculturalism, and globalism. And so now, the number two guy in that party is facing prosecution because he's guilty of hate speech, talking about an Islamist invasion. And it is a Muslim activist group that is complaining about him as well. As a matter of fact, what he had to say, his name is Javier Ortega Smith, second-ranking leader of Vox. He's being prosecuted now for alleged hate crimes after they got a complaint from a Muslim group called Muslims Against Islamophobia. And this is something that he said back in September of last year, September 2018. He declared that Europe's common enemy is the Islamicist invasion. In context, he said the internal enemies are perfectly identifiable, the Catalan separatists, the friends of the Basque terrorists, those who want to tear our nation apart. So he's, again, he's running for president of Spain, and they don't want Catalonia to have independence. But he goes on to say the external enemies want to tell us how to run our countries, Angela Merkel and her fellow travelers, George Soros, the immigration mafias, believe that they can tell us who can and cannot enter our country, and they demand that our boats pluck so-called castaways out of the sea, transfer to them to our ports, and shower them with money. Who do they think we are? We say enough is enough. So we have no intention of being diluted into the magma of European multiculturalism. And again, as I've said many times, it is not multiculturalism. Multiculturalism is what Europe used to have. They used to have all these very rich diversity of cultures throughout Europe. Different cultures, different architecture, different language, different customs. But now it's all being subsumed into this gray monoculture called the EU. He said, together, however, we will be stronger against the common enemy that has a very clear name. I will not stop saying it. Our common enemy, the enemy of Europe, the enemy of freedom, the enemy of progress, the enemy of democracy, the enemy of the family, the enemy of life, the enemy of the future is called the Islamist invasion. What is at stake is what we understand or know as civilization. It is under serious threat. We are not alone. More and more Europeans are standing up because they are suffering in their cities, on their streets, their neighborhoods due to the application of Sharia law. They are not willing. Listen to this. This is September of 2018. He said they're not willing to have their cathedrals torn down and forcibly replaced with mosques, which is now what is being proposed with Notre Dame. Not a mosque, but putting in a minaret. It's being proposed by one of the architects. You've had several architects out of Europe talking about how they need to replace the spire with a glass roof and a steel spire. And we're going to make this a work about art and about light, contemporary, very spiritual, yet to capture the confident spirit of the age, he said. Another architect said a refracting, super slender, reflecting cylinder to heaven. Crystal to heaven. Yeah. And stainless steel. And then another one said, well, in Domus, the architecture magazine by Tom Wilkinson, he said, the victims of the state could be memorialized by replacing the spire with, why not, a graceful minaret. There you have it. All right, stay with us when we come back. We're going to take a look at Buttigieg and how he wants to replace Christianity.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I said at the top of the hour, we have a rising populist party in Spain, and the number two guy is now being charged with hate crime. After he said the Muslims are being brought in by Soros and the European Union to destroy our culture. They're not ultimately the enemy, but they are the tool that is being used to destroy and to replace cultures. We can see that in what they're proposing in the reconstruction of the spire of Notre Dame as well. But it's not just the complaint against this individual in Spain. This is happening here in America, for example. There's an article in Bloomberg talking about the rise of Muslim-friendly workplaces in corporate America. And the two authors were saying, well, you know, we want to, there's a reason that we need to make this compliant for them. And we need to cater to them. Because they said, even though U.S. Muslims make up only 1% of the population, they file 40% of workplace discrimination complaints. So let's cater to them. Because otherwise, we might have a lawsuit from the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, or some other group. Or we might be attacked by them. You know, they might come in if they feel like we are not friendly enough, like we just had that case where in the, I think it's a meatpacking company, this Muslim cut off the head of one of his fellow workers and said, I have no regrets because now it's a better working place for Muslims because I cut her head off. We've shown you infidels. At the same time this is happening, as I point out over the weekend, I continue to see many people on the right pushing for E-Verify. As we have our borders completely open, we've got the FBI now arresting citizens who try to help. You know, we can't send the military to protect our borders. Absolutely forbidden. Our military is to be used to overthrow foreign governments. And I've got an amazing set of clips here that I want to play for you coming up in just a few minutes. Mike Pompeo, former director of the CIA, actually former congressman, former West Point graduate, then congressman, then director of the CIA, now Secretary of State. And he was speaking at the University of at Texas A&M here in Texas. And in it, he was talking about different cultures and different governments and different institutions. And he made an amazing statement. And nobody really picked this up because he said it on the day that Notre Dame was on fire, April 15th last week. And of course, there's a lot of things happening that day. But he goes to a question and answer period. And in it, he just kind of gets off on a tangent. He goes, you know, when I was at West Point, we'd say, we will not lie, cheat, or tolerate those who do. And he goes, then I go to the CIA, and that's all we do is lie, cheat, and steal. And the audience applauded that. And it was a Christian broadcast that noticed that and said, that's the job description of Satan. But yeah, Satan, CIA, but there's a similarity there. But we're going to play some of those clips for you because he had some amazing things to say about how information is given to the president by these people who lie, cheat, and steal. Who, by the way, want to lock up or murder Julian Assange, who tells us the truth about those who lie, cheat, and steal. Absolutely amazing. So that's coming up. But also over the weekend, and it made a big splash. Drudge had it up all weekend. The FBI goes down to the border, New Mexico, and arrests the leader of an armed group that was stopping migrants in New Mexico. They would hold them, and then they would call Border Patrol. The group said they were had the support of local Border Patrol and police. They would hold them there till the Border Patrol got there. Of course, the problem is when the Border Patrol does arrest the people, they catch and release them. So they're just going to, oh, thanks for holding them there. Okay, now you guys can go. And now, even though the government will not protect our borders, FBI is not protecting our borders, the military is not protecting our borders, Border Patrol is not being allowed to protect our border. I think they really would like to. Seem to be very frustrated what's going on out of Washington. And it was Border Patrol that officially endorsed President Trump because he said he was going to protect the border. Hasn't done it. He has the power, but he hasn't done it. It's not up to Mexico, President Trump, to protect our border. It's not up to El Salvador, Guatemala, or the Democrats to protect our border. You have the power. You have the power. Don't let one federal judge tell you that you don't. Read the Constitution and do what you have the power, the authority, and the duty to do, and that is to protect our border. But that's not happening. Instead, anybody who tries to help to protect our border, they are arrested by our government. So they can arrest American citizens who are trying to protect the border, but they will not arrest caravans of invaders who are overflowing our border. The New Mexico Attorney General, Hector Balderas, said in a statement, today's arrest by the FBI indicates clearly that the rule of law should be in the hands of trained law enforcement officials, not armed vigilantes. Well, you have vigilantes spring up whenever trained law enforcement doesn't do its job. We have trained law enforcement that's been standing down ever since you had Janet Napolitano issue an executive order saying we're going to defer action. It's called DACA. There never was a DREAM Act that passed. There is no such thing as DREAMers. There is deferred action, and they're still deferring action. 2 years after President Trump became president, they're still deferring action. Nothing is being done. The only action that's being taken is bigger and bigger caravans of invaders coming into this country. And they're coming into this country and have the full access to the welfare state, full entitlement to the welfare state. As a matter of fact, they have greater entitlement to the welfare state than American citizens do. They can get in-state tuition at colleges. Colleges are some of the biggest promoters of illegal immigration because they're making so much money off of this. Illegal aliens, foreign citizens, criminally trespassing in the United States can get in-state college tuition at many, in many states. That you and I cannot if we don't live in that state. And then you have E-Verify, which is being put out by many conservatives. I've seen now a couple of different pushes by the Center for Immigration Studies, as well as Ann Coulter tweeting about this. I responded, tweeted back at it. It's like, I don't want to see E-Verify. Why are we going to turn the whole idea of being able to work into a privilege granted by Washington, of all places? We have to take a number and we have to apply to Washington for the privilege to get a job? You know, long ago, as I had a small business, it kind of irked me that I had to get a privilege license as a business. Having a business was a privilege and I needed a license from the government. But of course, if I wanted to go on welfare, just shut the business and go on welfare, that was a right. That was an entitlement. I didn't have to apply for that. I could just get it, right? And now we see that with foreign citizens coming here. And they can get on welfare as a right, but if you and I, as American citizens, want a job, if they put in E-Verify, you think that's going to stop illegal immigration? Of course it won't. As long as we're offering them free education, we're offering them welfare, housing, food, they're going to come. They're going to get here one way or the other. You and I, on the other hand, will have to beg Washington. We'll have to take a Mark of the Beast number and beg them for the privilege to work. Why is that happening? Well, that's being pushed by organizations that are being funded by the Koch brothers. You need to understand that this whole push behind E-Verify is a way to give legal immunity to businesses that want cheap labor. It's a way that they can say, well, you know, we are not responsible for the vetting. We have Washington that told us who we could and could not hire. And so we are now off the hook, and we don't give a rat's behind about your freedom or your rights, because we're going to protect the Koch brothers. We're going to protect the Republicans who want to have legal immunity about who they hire. That's why we're going to go this Mark of the Beast system.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalist. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader,
and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, whenever I talk about this E-Verify thing, I've pushed back a couple of times in terms of responding to tweets that were put out by Ann Coulter for the Center for Immigration Studies that she retweeted. Many people, if they comment, will start attacking Ann Coulter. That was not my intention to put it out there. I agree with Ann Coulter that the key issue in front of us right now is immigration and that nothing is being done about it. I don't disagree with her about that. What I disagree with and was somewhat puzzled by is why the GOP focuses so much on E-Verify and ignores the entitlement system that's here. I mean, we all know that it's the GOP elite that want open border immigration. People like the Koch brothers, people like Mitt Romney and others. They want cheap labor. The Democrats want more voters and they want dependents who are on welfare. Why wouldn't the GOP attack that? Why wouldn't they attack the welfare angle? That is the giant magnet that's pulling people in. I've got a big problem with people who come here wanting free stuff. I don't have as big a problem with people who are coming here wanting to work. Yes, they're undercutting American labor. They're lowering our standard of living. And we have to have control over that. But at least they're coming here to work as opposed to the people who are coming here to live off of welfare. Why wouldn't we stop that? Isn't that a bipartisan issue? Why wouldn't the Republicans go with that first? Well, I'll tell you why. It's because these same people who are running the Republican establishment want the cheap labor, they want the voters here, and they want immunity from any kind. They've created this problem. All these people are here. They're not even really sure how to verify these people legitimately. And if we ever started a crackdown on businesses because they're using cheap foreign labor, they have legal liability. So they want to get rid of that legal liability and they will throw your liberties under the bus. They'll make you get a privileged license from Washington. So let's talk a little bit about privileged licenses and how ridiculous they are. Colorado just passed a law. The Colorado governor just signed a bill into law that will allow children to operate a lemonade stand. How about that? You can do that without a permit from the government because you needed to have a permit from Colorado in order to open a lemonade stand. And you still do in most states, reports Fox Business. Last summer, Jennifer Knowles helped her young sons set up a lemonade stand on a hot day in Denver. Her children's entrepreneurial endeavor was soon shut down because they failed to obtain a $125 permit. And that got some publicity, so now they have pushed a law through that this law in Colorado, as well as a law in Utah, doesn't just cover lemonade stands. It covers any minor operated business. If you want to mow lawns, if you want to shovel snow off of somebody's driveway, if you want to do babysitting and so forth, any minor operated business, you can now do that without having to pay off the protection racket that we call government. Should we call these kids dreamers? Oh, no. That name is already taken. Those are the kids who come here for a free education at your expense, at the expense of your American dream of owning a home, because you're going to have to pay higher taxes to build those schools, all those free schools that the dreamers are dreaming of. But we've seen headlines, as Fox points out, headlines like New York State shuts down child's lemonade stand or Rhode Island police shut down a kid's lemonade stand, citing a city ordinance so forth. The young boy was busted in Missouri because he shoveled someone's snow. One such story, a four-year-old, Abigail Kretzinger, was selling lemonade to passerbys in her small city in Iowa in 2011. One cup of lemonade cost 25 cents, and pretty soon, this four-year-old girl had made $5. And then the police arrived and shut her down, demanding a staggering $400 for a permit. Yeah, yeah. So that's right. You know, just like we see with E-Verify or with any business, having a business is a privilege. You're not allowed to dream of being an entrepreneur. And if you even want a job, if the Koch brothers and the conservative GOP establishment has its way, you will have to get permission to even have a job, not just to start a business and to dream of having a business, but to even have a job. You'll have to get permission from Washington. But welfare will be a right. Welfare will be a right for foreign citizens to come here. And then let's take a look beyond lemonade. Let's take a look at the absurdity around CBD. And again, CBD is derived from hemp. It doesn't contain any THC. THC is what gets you high. THC is in marijuana. CBD is, both of these come from the same plant, but you can have different plants. You can adjust by selective breeding. You can have more or less of either one of these. You know, you can generate a pot plant that's got tremendous amounts of THC and very little CBD. Or you can have a plant that is almost all CBD and has no THC in it. And we've got, remember, 60% of the states have nullified the federal unconstitutional law. They don't have any right to do it under the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. The 18th Amendment that was set up to prohibit alcohol and the 21st Amendment that made it legal again testify to the fact that the Ninth and Tenth Amendment take away the authority of the federal government to prohibit anything. And yet now everything is prohibited unless expressly permitted by the FDA, by the DEA. So we have CBD, cannabidiol, and of course that has been used for medical purposes. And so even though we've got legal marijuana, and again, legal marijuana will have THC, the substance that gets you high, CBD doesn't. Even though medical marijuana has been legalized in 60% of the states, we still have CBD being attacked in places like California. Where else? California, where they don't respect any individual liberty. Just this January, one individual had the California Department of Health show up at one of his L.A. warehouses and confiscate $140,000 worth of beverages that had CBD oil in them. He said state officials put an embargo on his product. They went after his company, the company that helped to package his products in Northern California. He said, I didn't think this was a problem. He said, we have legal medical marijuana. We got legal recreational marijuana that has THC in it. CBD, you can't get high. It's simply health issues. And he said, there's a lot of people that are, they're selling it in grocery stores. They're adding CBD to smoothies and so forth. And he said the Department of Public Health in California has the view that CBD can't be put in food, beverages, animal foods, you name it. That is a cannabis lawyer said that. He said it's kind of interesting that you can have marijuana, which is still federally illegal, yet there's a path towards sales for companies that want to actually make it and sell it, whereas CBD is derived from a plant that's no longer federally illegal. Remember, they just legalized hemp. And yet there's a ton of roadblocks here and zero clarity on how to do it for many products. Yeah. It's called the arbitrary exercise of power. So CBD is federally legal and California will crack down on it. Marijuana, medical marijuana, is still technically federally illegal, but they allow that. It's just about money and taxes and getting away with whatever they can get away with. When we come back, we're going to talk about the CIA director who says, we lied, we cheated, we stole.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Please don't forget, we have a lot of amazing deals on the site. We still have store-wide free shipping. We had to end all those big discounts on the supplements. We're about to sell out of all of them, but we still have a big discount going, even though it's about to sell out on DNA Force, our flagship amazing product. Check out DNA Force. Learn why it's so amazing. Do yourself a favor. DNA Force Plus, now even stronger, even better for your telomeres, for your cells, for your mitochondrial DNA, for your nerves, for your brain. If there's one thing you take, it should be DNA Force Plus with PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. And all apparel. We only do this once a year. Annual super sale. All apparel. All caps, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, 50% off. 50% off store-wide. And you help fund the InfoWar, and you spread the word, and you stand up to the bullies. Store-wide apparel sale, 50% off, and so much more. And your funding makes it all possible. Whatever you do, get DNA Force today. It's discounted, but it's about to sell out. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to say one more thing about this CBD crackdown in California. Here's California. One of the 60% of the U.S. states that have legalized medical marijuana, and that would include, substances with THC, the component that gets you high. So they have legalized recreational marijuana in California. They've legalized medical marijuana in California. And yet, they're coming after CBD. And one of the interesting aspects of this, I didn't talk about in the last segment, The individual who just had $140,000 worth of beverages confiscated because they had CBD in them. They went after the company that helped to package his products as well. They're in California. And he said, I was confused because CBD had been sold in California for several years. It was sold openly even before they legalized marijuana. And he said, then you had the 2018 U.S. Farm Bill, and it removed hemp from the list of controlled substances. So he says, oh, we figured that'd be okay. You know, that's really going to make it clear that this is not anything that it would be prohibited. And yet he said it wasn't until after that U.S. Farm Bill in 2018 was passed that California got a lot more aggressive and actually started going after companies that were producing CBD products. Why is that? Is that puzzling? Well, if it is puzzling, then you don't understand why we have the war on drugs, especially against marijuana. Now, the war on drugs was created by the United Nations. As I pointed out many times, the schedule of drugs was put together in 1961. Four schedules of prohibited drugs, and they would slot these different substances in those different schedules. And then 10 years later, Richard Nixon, or Henry Kissinger gave it to him, said, here, do this. Do this, Tricky Dick. He declared a war on drugs, and he basically enacted the UN agenda, verbatim, with the four schedules and all the drugs in there. Now, marijuana was a special case. Not so much because it created reefer madness. That was a myth created by Hollywood and Jeff Sessions that he jumped into. But it wasn't so much that it was a dangerous drug. They put it in as a Schedule One drug. They've got it listed at a higher schedule than they do opioids, for example. But they focused on marijuana because it was competition to the textile industry. It was competition to the pharmaceutical industry. And if you understand that these established industries did not want any competition from hemp, you know, it's not just ropes, it's not just hemp for victory, all of the U.S. Navy films that were done, you know, yeah, we're going to grow hemp for victory, we're going to make ropes out of it and so forth. It wasn't just, you know, one industry, it was several different industries that saw it as competition. And this is the non-psychoactive component, the CBD. Does not get you high, but they saw it as competition because it could be competition to drugs. It could be competition to textiles, to paper, to many other industries. And now that you have this step up, it seems like a contradiction that after it's made legal, it's taken off the prohibited list in 2018 with a farm bill. Now they get more aggressive. Why? They're doing this for their friends in various industries. That's really what's behind this, in my opinion. If you understand that, it really makes sense. But we've been talking about how they come after lemonade stands that are being run by kids. They come after CBD oil and so forth. Just take a look at what's happening to some libertarian seasteaders. This is a couple who made a lot of money trading Bitcoin. And they decided that what they were going to do was to get outside of the jurisdiction of any government. So they decided that they would seastead in international waters. Now, it's off the coast of Thailand, but it's way off the coast of Thailand. It's in international waters. And they had their seastead raided. Evidently, they might have been tipped off about this, or they were somewhere else at the time. But they have not been apprehended yet. But the Thai authorities are saying that they are violating national sovereignty, and they could face life in prison or death sentence in Thai court if they're caught and formally charged. They said, hunting us down to our death is just plain stupid. And it highlights exactly the reason someone would be willing to go out into the middle of the ocean to get away from governments. We never had any ill intentions, and I even state plainly several times that I would not want to be a citizen of any seastead nation that would have me. In other words, they're not trying to create a new seastead nation. This is a very small thing out in the middle of the ocean, just big enough for two people. But even that little bit of freedom, just like a lemonade stand, cannot be tolerated by governments, by the protection racket, by the thieves with guns. Said that they've got this structure. It's off of the coast of P-H-U-K-E-T. Now, how would you pronounce that? There, even when you get off the coast of, it's actually pronounced Phuket in Thai. That's what we're told anyway. But they're out there. They don't give a flying F about anything. They just want to be left alone. But you can't be left alone by the government. No matter how peaceful you are, they can't allow you to be independent. And they don't care what the law is. They don't care if you're outside of their territory. They don't care if you're within the law. Because, I mean, just look at the war on drugs, right? That's been going on since 1971. We're now 48 years into the war on drugs. There is no legal authority for it. There is no constitutional authority for it. The 9th, the 10th, the 18th, the 21st Amendment say that there is no constitutional authority for prohibiting any of this stuff unless they have a specific constitutional amendment to prohibit marijuana or to prohibit CBD or to prohibit heroin. They have no authority to ban it. Alcohol is as dangerous as any of these prohibited drugs, quite frankly. It's not as concentrated as fentanyl, but it'll kill you. All the same, we've got college students every year who drink themselves to death as soon as they get away from their parents. Never happens with marijuana. There is no constitutional authority for it. The only thing that is going to protect you from the protection racket that we call government, folks, is having guns. That's what it comes down to. And that's the fatal mistake that this couple may make. It's not fatal for them yet. If they're caught, they may be executed. If they're caught, they may go to prison for life. But they made the mistake of thinking that laws mattered, that being peaceful and nonviolent and non-threatening to anybody mattered. No, that doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, this Second Amendment sanctuary county movement, I think, is really the model for where we need to go. It's the way that you push back against federal overreach, a federal government that is no longer constrained by the Constitution. Take a look at the fact that we've got 60 states that, in spite of the UN war on drugs that Nixon embraced and called his own, we've had state nullification of that unconstitutional war on drugs, that one aspect of it. Nullification is the rightful remedy. And it has to be done at the local level. It can be done at the county level even more effectively than it can be done at the state level. And so as a result, you've got, and it began in Illinois, of all places, in Effingham County, reports the Chicago Tribune. It was the county's state attorney who last month told a raucous crowd the origin behind the Second Amendment sanctuary county movement. It now includes 64 of Illinois' 102 counties. As I was pointing out in Colorado, they got a new slate of gun legislation there, and they've got more than half of the counties have already said they're not going to enforce that. They're nullifying that at the county level. You know, there's been a movement for quite some time about eating locally. They call it the locavore movement, local food, produced locally, consumed locally. I think we need to start looking at local liberty. You know, maybe we call it local lib or something. I don't know. We come up with a better name than that. But we're going to have to fight for our liberty, and the best place we can do it is at the local level, at the county level.
Leaps and by Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. Must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Moment. You know, did you know that dogs are racist? Yes, that is the news to come out of from Ben Faulding, a socialist who writes frequently for none other than the Washington Post. Yes, democracy dies in darkness. Or, as they would say in Philadelphia and New York, the baseball teams are now banning Kate Smith. Because there was a satirical song that was also famously sung by a black man, Paul Robeson. That's why darkies were born. So I guess democracy dies as people talk about darkies. Satirically, we can't have that anymore. We got to suppress that free speech, and we now are going to brand dogs even as white supremacists. I'll tell you the convoluted logic behind that in just a moment. Before I do, real quickly, I just want to remind you of the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. We now have 50% off all apparel. That's classic T-shirts, new and classic designs of T-shirts, hats, and hoodies, all 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have $50 off of the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter. Very effective, very silent, very attractive unit to clean the air in your home. And, of course, air pollution inside the home can be very significant. We seal up our homes very tightly so that we can have more efficient cooling and heating, but that traps cooking odors and toxins that come up that can get very concentrated, and at that point you can have a toxic situation. Can also trap things like radon gas and so forth. There's a good thing to filter your air, just like it's a good thing to filter your water. We now have the Alexa Pure air filter, the Alexa Pure Breeze, for $50 off at InfoWarsStore.com. And finally, we have a 2-week food supply, storable food. It is storable for 25 years, and it is non-GMO, made in America. Great packaging. You can reseal it after you open it. That 2-week food supply is now just $67. That's less than $5 a day. High quality storable food. And you can use this special to protect yourself not only from emergencies, natural emergencies, like a hurricane or something like that where you lose power. You're still going to have access to storable food. You're not going to be at the mercy of empty grocery store shelves, but you can also hedge against rapidly increasing food prices. You can fix this price of less than $5 a day to feed you, and limit is 4 per purchase. But you can get in on that low level and protect yourself against spikes in food prices for up to 25 years. So take a look at the specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. As I was saying just before we went to the break, the most effective way that we have of protecting our freedom is by doing it at the most local level, at the county level. We've got a lot of county sheriffs who are elected, by the way, and they are close to the people. They live in the community. They know you. They're not some distant dictator from Washington coming in to boss people around. They're far more open to the people, to the community. It's a far more democratic process. And it is a better way to protect our liberty, quite frankly, than electing a president. And we need to take advantage of this. And many people are, even in Illinois. You've got gun control laws that are being pushed in Chicago and the Illinois General Assembly. But the people in the outlying areas have said we're going to have, and that's really where it began, but now it's spread to a lot of different states. We had county sheriffs, state's attorneys have publicly backed Second Amendment sanctuary county movements. They said that they will use their discretion to leave new gun laws unenforced. And these are laws that they see coming out of the Illinois General Assembly, much like what they're seeing coming out of the Colorado state legislature, restricting different types of weapons, raising the minimum age for gun ownership to 21, banning things like bump stocks or body armor. And they're saying, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to let you infringe our God-given rights protected by the Constitution. They said in Illinois, they actually have a map where they have different color coding there. They have green if people have already passed something to protect Second Amendment rights. They have yellow if they are considering it, yellow and orange if they're talking about it or if it's already been introduced. And then if they don't have anything at all, it's on the map, it's colored red. And they said there's only 12 counties where it's not being discussed at all. And, of course, one of those is going to be Cook County, where Chicago is. And that's one of the 12 counties that are red. The other 90 have all either passed laws that make them sanctuary counties for the Second Amendment, or they are considering that. And that's in Illinois. That shows how powerful it can be to support your freedoms at the local level. All right, let's talk about racism and the various ways that this is being used to destroy our culture. We've got, as I said, Ben Faulding, a socialist with the Washington Post, he also writes for The Forward, has said that dogs are a tool of white supremacy and gentrification. He said that's not just my opinion. There's research that shows how white newcomers' dog-walking routes stake out their territory, and white owners use their pets to socialize with other white owners. Okay. Must love dogs, right? Was there a movie about that or something? And maybe he's got something there, you know, because it's mad dogs and Englishmen who go out in the noonday sun. I don't know. I mean, obviously Englishmen and dogs are all evil, right? And you know, I gotta say, I kind of agree with him. My border collie knows more about economics than the typical Antifa protester. My border collie knows where his food comes from. He knows where his meals, what his meal tickets are. These idiots are burning down the very system that they live off of. They don't know what's going on. They know that. And there's another difference here. He's complaining about all these white people who take their dogs for walks. Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do in America. In socialist countries, they eat their dogs or they walk their dogs, W-O-K. They don't take them for a walk. He goes, white folks, I don't care how nice your dog is. Dogs have been used as a tool of control. White control, dominance, and violence from slavery through civil rights to police dogs today. Well, here's the deal. All that stuff that he's talking about, control, dominance, violence, slavery, police dog, that's a government thing. It's not a dog thing. It's not a white thing. You got a beef. You got a beef with government. And if you're talking about authoritarian governments, Ben Faulding, or the person who actually wrote that, with Safe Spaces DC, who said, white folks, I don't care. Well, you know, her name is Alicia Sanchez Gill. Maybe Alicia, you should take a look at some of the non-white countries and take a look at how the governments there operate. It's really a government thing. And if you want to make it about race, take a look at that. But they're making it about race in terms of Kate Smith. And this is a good example because, quite frankly, I don't care one way or the other about Kate Smith as a singer. She's long dead. For a long period of time, the Philadelphia Flyers, as well as the New York Yankees, have played Kate Smith's version of God Bless America. Not my favorite song. I like God Bless America. I don't like her rendition of it. She is kind of like the classic singer that was always mocked by the Marx Brothers. They would always have a big fat lady that would sing that was very, stuck up. And I don't know. She just came across that way. She might have been a very nice person. I don't know anything about Kate Smith. But they are now banning the playing that they've played now for many, many decades. They're banning it with the New York Yankees, with the Philadelphia Flyers. No longer going to have it there. They have put a sheet over or some kind of cover over a statue of Kate Smith that's there in Philadelphia outside the stadium. She's now been banished because she's been outed as a racist. I was talking about the Marx Brothers. It was a song that was so widely performed, That's Why Darkies Were Born. And it wasn't just something that she did. She didn't write the song. She performed it. And a lot of people performed it. As a matter of fact, Paul Robeson, who is a black singer, had a version that was as big, if not bigger, of That's Why Darkies Were Born than Kate Smith did. And he's not being banished. And it was so well known that the Marx Brothers had a joke in Duck Soup. Groucho said, my father was a little headstrong, my mother was a little Armstrong. The headstrongs married the Armstrongs, and that's why darkies were born. And you know, they cut that out of Duck Soup. What have we gotten to? We're at the point where we absolutely are humorless with it. It was a satire even back then. And now, because of that one song, everything that she has is going to be purged.
Please don't forget, we have a lot of amazing deals on the site. We still have store-wide free shipping. We had to end all those big discounts on the supplements because we're about to sell out of all of them, but we still have a big discount going, even though it's about to sell out on DNA Force, our flagship amazing product. Check out DNA Force. Learn why it's so amazing. Do yourself a favor. DNA Force Plus, now even stronger, even better for your telomeres, for your cells, for your mitochondrial DNA, for your nerves, for your brain. If there's one thing you take, it should be DNA Force Plus with PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. And all apparel. We only do this once a year. Annual super sale. All apparel. Ball caps, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, 50% off. 50% off store-wide. And you help fund the InfoWar and you spread the word and you stand up to the bullies. Store-wide apparel sale, 50% off, and so much more. And your funding makes it all possible. Whatever you do, get DNA Force today. It's discounted, but it's about to sell out. We'll be right back. There are thousands of ideologies out there. Hundreds of different political systems. And most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. The
That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately. Because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done. Because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just talking about how Kate Smith is now going to be banished into the Phantom Zone because she sang a popular song back in the 1930s. It was a satire. That's why darkies were born. And it wasn't just Kate Smith. A lot of people were singing that. A very famous black singer, Paul Robeson, also sang it. It was so well known that the Marx Brothers referenced it in Duck Soup. That has now been purged. Cannot have anything there. We're going to be going back with the censors. Are going to be cutting things out of all the different comedy movies. You had Terry Gilliam of Monty Python referencing that. He goes, you can't make any jokes anymore. You had John Cleese talk about that as well. You had Rowan Atkinson talk about that. Because these people are humorless and they want to control you. That's the way they do this. They want to shame you. They want to manipulate you. And they want to be able to shut anything that you say about politics. That's their real goal. And if they can silence you, make you self-censorship about other things, then they can extend that system of self-imposed hatred and shame. They can extend that to anything, including political speech. So we've now got Vermont's Republican governor is going to sign a bill that's going to abolish Columbus Day. And replace it with Indigenous Peoples Day. And then they can start tearing down all the statues of Christopher Columbus everywhere as well. Do you understand what this is really about? It really is, as Liberty Nation pointed out in Zero Hedge, it is a new worldwide political trend, reparations. And it's now also coming up in the European Parliament. They've approved African reparations resolution. And it's very convenient because it allows them to ignore ongoing injustice at their own hands. That sums it all up, doesn't it? See, if we get really worried about slavery that happened 200, 400 years ago, then we can be distracted from getting angry about the fact that we're now currently slaves. Yeah, indentured servants, that was a form of slavery. Some people got into that voluntarily. It was very different than the chattel slavery that was put in place later on. But slavery's been around in one form or the other in every civilization. And even the serfs of medieval Europe didn't pay the kind of tax burden that we pay today to the federal government. If we really wanted to get angry, we would get angry about the federal plantation in Washington that tells us everything that we can and cannot do. The people that are now going to be telling us if we can even get a job with E-Verify. Say, but they don't want us to get angry about that. They don't want us to get angry with the federal government. They don't want us to get upset with a system that takes more than half of what we earn. And they would like us to get angry with each other. They would like to divide and conquer us along racial lines, along religious lines, along the divide between sexes. That's why they're doing all of this. And that's why the Europeans are doing it as well. And so they point out in this article is that where does this all end? You know, are we going to go back to our Romans, people who are descended from the Romans in Italy? Are they going to be able to go back and get reparations from the Visigoths? Are we going to be able to find those people? How far back do we go? How ridiculous is this going to get? Well, they're going to use it for whatever they need to use it for, quite frankly. It's a great tactic that they have of divide and conquer. It has absolutely no end as to how they can use it to divide us. And it's not anything they even have any specific ideas about how to do here in America. Because, again, as I've said many times, they can't really tell who's descended from a slave and who's descended from a master. You've got people that have mixed together black and white. How do you do that? Well, we don't know. We just want to talk about it. I think we should have a dialogue about this so that I can get elected, say all the Democrats running for president. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk about what Mike Pompeo said at Texas A&M. Amazing.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we look at President Trump's presidency, and we look at how he's reversed himself from candidate Trump in terms of support of foreign wars. We ask, what's going on with this? Is he being misled by the people around him? And I would say we get a big clue as to what's going on when we look at what Mike Pompeo, formerly the CIA director, now the Secretary of State, had to say a week ago at Texas A&M. Now, this is something that most of us missed. It was picked up by a Christian news organization and then picked up by Zero Hedge. That's where I saw the write-up about it. But it was absolutely amazing what he had to say. And remember, as we play this clip for you, this is a guy who has accused WikiLeaks of being a non-state hostile intelligence agency manipulated by Russia. Do you believe that? I don't know that you're going to believe anything that Mike Pompeo says after you hear this clip. We've got that repeated by all the major news organizations, all the establishment media, the Mockingbird Press. Remember Operation Mockingbird from the CIA getting the establishment media to give you the news straight from the CIA? Now we've got former CIA people, former NSA people, Clapper, Brennan, others. You know, now they've actually are the talking heads, the commentators. They do it directly. They don't even try to hide it anymore. Just like for the longest time, you had the CIA giving money to corporations that would be useful for them, that they could use, that would do their dirty work. And then in the late 1990s, they got pretty open about it. They set up their own venture capital firm, and they started openly investing in these corporations and advertising for sycophants who wanted money, who would do their work. And so now we've got their commentators on the mainstream media, but they still have the Operation Mockingbird issues out there. But I want to play for you this clip where he's talking about the difference between the culture at West Point, where he was a student, and the culture at the CIA, where he was director. One of them was a culture of integrity. The other one was a culture of lies and deception. Here's Mike Pompeo a week ago at Texas A&M.
There are many, many tough places out there. Having said that, not all tough places are the same. They each present a different set of challenges. It reminds me, you would know this, but this is a bit of an aside, but in terms of how you think about problem sets, when I was a cadet, what's the cadet motto at West Point? You will not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do. I was the CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. It's like, we had entire training courses.
They're applauding that. They like that.
It reminds you of the glory of the American experiment. And so when you deal with these countries, you have to just recognize they're not all the same. Some of these difficult, nasty places want to partner with the United States and just haven't gotten to the right place yet, just haven't been able to move their own institutions. And so,
okay, now, that is absolutely amazing. It's amazing, the crowd reaction. Yeah, everybody knows that the CIA lies, cheats, and steals. It's just kind of amusing when you got the former director of the CIA saying that they lie, they cheat, they steal. And he said, when he was at West Point, we were told you will not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do. But he not only tolerated them, he became part of that culture. He talks about this. I want to play that full clip for you instead of just that little bit of a clip there contrasting West Point to the CIA. I want to play that full thing for you because he's talking about different problem sets that you come up with, different cultures, different institutions. And so we have to realize when we deal with all these countries that they're not all the same. I guess what he's meaning is that some of these places are difficult and nasty places, as he said. So maybe some of the countries that you deal with are kind of like the CIA. I guess that'd be like Saudi Arabia and so forth, right? They're very much connected to the CIA, and they do business the way the CIA does. They torture, they dismember people. They lie about it. Then you have other countries. I don't know where those countries are that are like the culture of West Point. I don't know what country that would be anymore. I used to think that America was like West Point, where we didn't lie, cheat, steal, or tolerate those who do. But now our country is governed by the CIA. Understand that. And we do lie. We do cheat. We do steal. And when anybody exposes the CIA, lying, cheating, stealing, torturing, murdering, those people are the ones who go to jail, like John Kiriakou. Not the liars, not the cheaters, not the assassins. It's the people who expose it who go to jail in America. And so he was saying we have difficult, nasty places that want to partner with the United States, and they just haven't gotten to the right place yet. And they haven't been able to move their own institutions. So is he saying that we haven't been able to, the nasty, difficult place that we have is the CIA, and we haven't been able to get them to where West Point is? Did he move them in that direction? Or did you just go along with them? I think when you look at that, he just went along with them. I don't see any change in the CIA. Frankly, I don't see any change in Washington either. Because President Trump put Gina Haspel, the lying, cheating, stealing, murdering, torturing CIA bureaucrat in charge of the CIA. So yeah, we're not moving them to the right place yet, are we? We're not moving them at all. Instead, the nasty institution, the CIA, is moving the rest of the American government in their direction. Just to underscore that, I want to play another clip for you. Let's get clip number two. He talks about the cultural challenges, institutional challenges when he used to run a tank platoon and so forth. So let's play that clip. Clip number two.
The second piece is cultural inside an institution. I have run a tank platoon. I was an executive officer in a cavalry troop. I ran two small businesses, then was the director of the CIA, and now I'm running the State Department. Every organization has to have an ethos, a central mission set that is clearly understood. So
you understand that every organization has to have an ethos, a central mission set that is clearly understood. Everybody there at that Texas A&M speech, everybody there understood when he said, at the CIA we lied, we cheated, we stole. They understood that is the ethos of the CIA. That is their mission statement. And it is clearly understood. Everyone in foreign countries understands that, and unfortunately, we in America understand that, and we tolerate that. We tolerate that. You know, Frank Serpico, and most of you remember the movie where he was played by Al Pacino, but Frank Serpico, real-life Frank Serpico, said every institution is going to be comprised of people, whether it's the police, whether it's the CIA, whatever. You're always going to have bad people in any institution. The question is, will the institution purge the bad people, or will it embrace and protect the bad people? That's the real issue. Frank Serpico has tried to get police departments everywhere to purge the bad people, except in most cases, they protect them. They circle around them. You know, somebody's in uniform and they do something, no matter how illegal, no matter how criminal, they protect them. That's what Frank Serpico saw. That's what he's trying to stop. And that's what we have done with the CIA. You look at it, and time again, what we see, whether it is John Kiriakou at the CIA, whether it's William Binney at the NSA, the people who are blowing the whistle on illegal activity, criminal activity, they are the ones who go to jail. Never the people who are actually engaged in the corruption. It's the whistleblowers who go to jail. That's why our institutions in America have become so, we have embraced this lying, cheating, stealing ethos. That has become our mission statement. We have embraced the corruption. Our institutions are thoroughly corrupt from top to bottom. It's not a couple of people at the top who went after President Trump. It is the entire deep state. It's very broad. It's very dark. And we have all embraced it, just like you heard those people applauding.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore. It's been a year and a half fight, but we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler. Right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies, and it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Get an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, don't want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy. Ladies and gentlemen, it is X2 Original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com. I've got a big announcement to make. We've got four or five positions in IT and a bunch of very exciting projects we want to launch. If you see things going on in InfoWars that you want to make better, and if you want to really be involved in the heart of the fight against the globalists, send your resumes, completely confidential and private, to techjobs@infowars.com. Again, we've got four or five places we want to fill, and a lot of new secret projects going on. The point is, if you want to build freedom in this country and promote free speech, and you want to help InfoWars go to the next level, we want to hire you. Send your resumes to techjobs@infowars.com today. I look forward to meeting some of you and shaking your hand and having you jump on the Millennium Falcon, the start of episode 4, because that's what you're going to be doing. This is the real ticket to adventure. Techjobs@infowars.com. Techjobs@infowars.com. Techjobs@infowars.com.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, I got another couple of clips here from Mike Pompeo, and this is a question and answer period. He's talking about, and kind of openly, talking to people at Texas A&M. This is a week ago, again. This is pretty much under the radar because of what was happening at the same time. We had Notre Dame burning. But basically, Mike Pompeo burned the CIA and himself. As I just played for you in the last segment, he said, when I was at West Point, the cadet motto at West Point was, you will not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do. But I was also CIA director, and we lied, we cheated, we stole. That was the entire training course, he said. And the audience loved it. The audience embraced that. Not everybody, quite frankly. The Christian news show that picked this up said, that's not the resume of the Secretary of State. That's the resume of Satan. And it is. It is. And I want to tell you what he had to say about being director of the CIA in conjunction with the false flag gas attacks that the CIA and the deep state were using to try to rope us in to a deeper war with Syria. He's quite proud of the fact that he was able to lie, cheat President Trump, and deceive him into launching an attack in Syria. Here's play video clip number three.
In this job, I was the director of the CIA at the time when Bashar Assad had used chemical weapons against his own people. Your government was able to, in the course of a very eventful 36 hours, do all the groundwork that was needed to make sure that we could respond, to let them, the leader there in Syria, understand that this was unacceptable and this administration wasn't going to allow the use of chemical weapons, Assad to use chemical weapons against his own people. We moved quickly. We moved accurately. The Department of Defense did its task flawlessly. It was a demonstration of American capacity to move in crisis moments in a way that is very effective.
It was an example of how you can have the entire bureaucracy come together to get the president to do something that he said he would not do. That is continue to push this operation in favor of al-Qaeda. Understand, when you attack Assad in Syria, you're siding with al-Qaeda, just as John McCain did. And we had seen this on an annual basis. That's what's inexcusable about this whole thing. That they would do this on an annual basis, and that the mainstream media would join with the CIA, join with the Defense Department in pushing this false flag on an annual basis. They did it 3 years in a row. And last year, on the third year, they upped the ante and they put in a fake narrative about nerve gas poisoning in the UK, which was equally absurd. They had to do something that was different. And immediately you had Nikki Haley join in with Theresa May to lie to the British and American people to try to get us involved on the side of ISIS. to be their air force and so forth, and to launch attacks against Assad. This is part of the regime change. Very dangerous game the CIA plays. They side with ISIS for a while, because, and then take out ISIS, and then they want to weaken the Assad government so much that they can go in and do their regime change, which has been on the list of things to do for about 20 years. And this list has not changed. Regardless of whether we have a Republican or a Democrat president, regardless of whether that president is President Trump, who said he wasn't going to play that game. And I want to play you one more clip here where they're talking about the Syrian chemical strike. Here is Mike Pompeo again talking about how they sell false flags.
I talked about the Syria chemical strike. The first in the barrel to respond to that was the CIA.
Oh, he owns it.
The president wanted to know immediately, were they really chemical weapons that were fired, or was this, right? We all seen YouTube videos that turned out not to be true. Were the chemical weapons actually fired by the regime? Did they actually hit civilians? What was the magnitude? What was the scope? What was the nature of those chemical weapon systems before he could make a decision or even consider a recommendation by his Secretary of State about how to respond? He needed to have best-in-class data. And we were under the gun. The CIA, the intelligence community, doesn't get things right every time. It has a history. It's made mistakes. It's imperfect like the rest of us. So we were under the gun. The president gave us just a handful of hours, and we deployed an amazing team, and a team of chemists and physicists and engineers and battlefield experts and explosive device experts and folks who spend their whole life looking at potholes in the road to decide what it was that actually created that.
Pause that right there. This is a guy who says that the CIA, they lied, they cheated, they stole. Now, when he's talking about the pothole, we've shown the picture many times. We've had chemical weapons experts showed the pothole that had the exploded canister in it. The canister was crushed. It was not part of a ballistic launch that was there. That pothole that he's talking about was actually evidence to show that it was not the Assad regime that did it, but that it was done locally. And so he lies and refers to the very evidence that mitigates against the narrative that they sold the president. Absolutely amazing. And of course, yeah, we have all seen the YouTube videos. And the very first time they tried this, 4 years ago, again, they did it three years in a row. This is the first March they haven't had a false flag gas attack in Syria. But they did it 3 years in a row, just as the Assad regime was wiping out a concentration of ISIS, then presumably they come in and use chemical gas against civilians so that we will go in and attack Assad. Yeah, right. Those are the geniuses at the CIA. No, they're not stupid. They're just evil. They just lie. They cheat. And they try to steal our government from us. And they have. They've been very effective at stealing our government away from us. But in the very first one, we organized people and said, you don't want to be Al-Qaeda's Air Force. They're trying to rope us into this. They're trying to create a narrative to draw us further into this war. And, of course, they didn't need to have our approval. They went ahead and did it anyway. They set up a dozen different bases, four airfields in Syria, thousands of troops. We still don't know how many. They did that all without the approval of Congress. And evidently, they were able to get the various presidents to sign in on this. President Trump or the others, we don't know who put the troops in there. President Trump said he's going to get them out. They still haven't come out. But they were pushing this narrative. And when he says, yeah, we've all seen the YouTube videos. It turned out not to be true. It was their narrative that turned out not to be true. That very first year, for example, you first had Russians that were saying they were skeptical along with the Syrians. Then you had the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons and European organizations. And finally, it was the Pentagon itself that said, no, it wasn't a chemical gas attack. And there wasn't anything about this that said that it was Assad. But that is how he lies. Yeah, we had to get all this intelligence together. We were under the gun. We had to do this very quickly. They had to do it before anybody really took a look at it. It's just like the Skripal poisoning. They immediately pronounced that it was nerve gas, and they knew that it had come from Russia. And yet they said, well, we're going to have to put a team of investigators on this, about 500 people, for a few months to take a look at this.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Please don't forget, we have a lot of amazing deals on the site. We still have store-wide free shipping. We had to end all those big discounts on the supplements because we're about to sell out of all of them, but we still have a big discount going, even though it's about to sell out on DNA Force, our flagship amazing product. Check out DNA Force. Learn why it's so amazing. Do yourself a favor. DNA Force Plus, now even stronger, even better for your telomeres, for your cells, for your mitochondrial DNA, for your nerves, for your brain. If there's one thing you take, it should be DNA Force Plus with PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. And all apparel. We only do this once a year. Annual super sale. All apparel. Ball caps, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, 50% off. 50% off store-wide. And you help fund the InfoWar and you spread the word and you stand up to the bullies. Store-wide apparel sale, 50% off, and so much more. And your funding makes it all possible. Whatever you do, get DNA Force today. It's discounted, but it's about to sell out. We'll be right back. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm sorry, you want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, they're going to get rid of all the rich. They may do that. They did that in New York. And now there's no rich no more there. Everybody's paying high taxes. No, we're taking a look at what Mike Pompeo said. Breathtaking statements he made a week ago at the University, the Texas A&M. saying, yeah, I was the CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. And I was just playing for you when he was talking about, yeah, we had the Syrian chemical strikes.
I was the director of the CIA.
Yeah, there you go. I was director of the CIA. And he said, the president wanted to know immediately, were those really chemical weapons that were fired? Is that right? Did they actually hit civilians? Did they kill children? Is that all real? Oh, we had we had to put together, you know, and we got all that put together. And it was a place where you see a perfect example, he said, of America's military and diplomacy and intelligence. In other words, the military-industrial complex, the deep state. All working together to deliver to the President of the United States a clean set of options based on real data from the people who lie, who cheat, who steal. They have an entire course on that. He was bragging about that. Yeah, that's exactly what they do. And so as Paul Craig Roberts points out, he said this last Wednesday, he heard an NPR report that described the democratically elected president of Venezuela as Venezuelan dictator Maduro. And as Paul Craig Roberts said, by repeating over and over that a democratically elected president is a dictator, the prostitutes create the image of Maduro in the minds of vast numbers of people who know nothing about Venezuela, who've never heard of Maduro until he was dropped on them as a dictator. And he points out, Maduro was elected president of Venezuela in 2013, again in 2018. Previously, he served as vice president, foreign minister. He was elected to the National Assembly in 2000. But despite Washington's propaganda campaign against him, you know, those people who lie, cheat, steal, murder. He left out the murder part, the torture and murder. Pompeo didn't talk about that. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they would have laughed at Texas A&M. I don't know. I'm surprised that they laugh at the lying and cheating and stealing stuff. The antithesis of West Point, where he went to school. Nevertheless, despite Washington's propaganda campaign, writes Paul Craig Roberts, against Maduro and Washington's attempts to instigate violent street protests and Maduro's overthrow by the Venezuelan military, whose leaders have been offered large sums of money, in spite of all that, he said, Maduro has the overwhelming support of the people. And the military has still not moved against him. See, I don't support Maduro. I look at that. We can look at what's happening to his country. We understand, I've said many times, he's a thief. He's evil. I would want him out if I was there in Venezuela. But I'm not in Venezuela. I'm not a Venezuelan. It's not our place to throw him out. And I hope President Trump is not deceived by this coalition of the military, the intelligence community, and the State Department that Secretary of State Pompeo, former director of the CIA, was bragging about how they had deceived President Trump and the Syrian gas attacks. Now, he doesn't portray it as that. He says, oh, yeah, we put all this stuff together, and we came to those conclusions, and we knew exactly what was happening. Instead, lying about the pictures of the pothole and stuff, which proved exactly the opposite of what they lied to the president about. It was so helpful to have John Kelly controlling what President Trump could be allowed to see, isn't it? As Paul Craig Roberts points out, the opposition to Maduro inside Venezuela comes from the elites who've been traditionally allied with Washington to loot the country. And these corrupt elites in Venezuela, just like the corrupt elites here in the United States, using the CIA's help, temporarily overthrew Chavez, but the people and the Venezuelan military secured his release and his return to the presidency. And so it goes. And so then we come to our country. And we have, as RT points out, the Mueller report that everybody's been talking about so much takes Russian meddling for granted. But it offers no actual evidence. In the same way that they took the chemical gas attacks in Syria, or the supposed nerve gas attack where nobody died with Skripal. Eventually, somebody died months and months after that by getting a very concentrated part of that. But if it was nerve gas, they would have died. The people attending them would have died long before the guys showed up in the hazmat suits for the photo ops. But anyway, as they point out, this Mueller report asserts Russian interference, and the election did happen. And what did it consist of? Well, they said it was a social media campaign, as well as Russian military intelligence. And they talk about the fact that the Mueller report continually refers, and this is kind of interesting, they use an old Soviet era name, GRU, to refer to Russian military intelligence. The Soviet Union, here's a newsflash. You're going to hear it exclusively on this show, because you're not going to hear it anywhere on CNN or MSNBC. The Soviet Union fell in 1989. It's very different now. The Russian Confederation is not the Soviet Union, in spite of what the Mueller report tries to push. So they would repeatedly refer to Russian military intelligence by the Soviet era name of the GRU. And they said that it hacked the Congressional Campaign Committee, the DNC, the private email account of Hillary Clinton's campaign chair, John Podesta. And we know that that is all a lie, because we've had the honest former global technical director of the NSA, William Binney, and others say, no, technically, those files could not have been created in that period of time by hacking over the internet. Those files were transferred by a whistleblower on something like a thumb drive. Nevertheless, here's their case. The Mueller report says the Internet Research Agency, the IRA, you keep hearing about the IRA, ran an active measures campaign of social media influence. They had 470 Facebook accounts that made 80,000 posts, and that tampered with the election. What a joke. What a joke. So all of that, you know, we had 80,000 posts. Forget about the fact that Google is tampering with the election, that Google is labeling the California Republican Party as a white nationalist Nazi organization, that they label unplanned the movie about Abby Johnson and her work at the abortion clinic. They label that as propaganda, but they label Leni Riefenstahl's Triumph of the Will that was done as a propaganda film for Adolf Hitler. This is not Goodwin's Law. That actually was a Nazi film, but they label that as history and art. But, you know, unplanned, that's propaganda, according to Google. So, yeah, those people, they didn't throw the, like, it's not like Google and Facebook and Twitter manipulated the election with their artificial intelligence and their shadow banning. No. It was 80,000 ads that were, or 80,000 impressions, tweets that did that, according to the Mueller report. Let's take a look at what some of the liars are saying today. We've got John Brennan here. Let's play video clip number 11. He knows that it was still Russia.
Collusion is obvious. A criminal conspiracy is unknown.
There's collusion in plain sight. Donald Trump at the end of July openly called on Russian intelligence to find Hillary Clinton's emails. There were engagements at the Trump Tower.
Satire.
There were the back and forth between various individuals who were affiliated with the Trump campaign and Russian individuals. That collusion, I think, is quite obvious and apparent. What the Mueller team is doing is trying to determine whether or not the engagement rises to the level of criminal conspiracy, whether they violated the law.
All right, that's enough of him. Yeah, that's the former director of the CIA, John Brennan, who supported the drone assassination attempt. He called program, it's not an attempt, they did quite a few of them, called it not a kill list, or an assassination list. He called it a disposition matrix. Now he says, it was collusion in plain sight. Yeah, we see the collusion. We see the collusion in plain sight between Brennan and British intelligence, between Brennan, Clapper, and the DNC, and MSNBC. We see all of that collusion. Still lying to us. And you still have the Mockingbird media letting him do it openly, open collusion with them.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit via word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
Leaps and by Bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost, but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Earlier, I played for you Mike Pompeo at Texas A&M last Monday, saying I was the CIA director. We lied. We cheated. We stole. They thought that was funny. And he was contrasting that with West Point. Said, as a cadet, the motto was, you will not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do. But I was a CIA director. We lied. We cheated. We stole. And we had programs to teach people how to do that. And they learned that lesson very well. You know, we have a article that came out over the weekend. It's actually from the New York Times, talking about Google's Sensor Vault. It can cheat the Constitution. It can steal your data. And it can give it to the government. As I said, do you know where you were 5 years ago? Well, the police will. Police, no. They said data that Google is turning over to law enforcement is so precise that one deputy police chief said, quote, it shows the whole pattern of life, unquote. Folks, that has been the purpose of this from the very beginning. I've spoken many times about how James Clapper, Director of National Intelligence, DNI, basically rose with geospatial intelligence, the fastest growing segment of intelligence. And it's not just the FISA warrants against President Trump and his cabinet. It's our government spying on all of us against the Constitution, against the prohibitions, using the very structures that were set up in the 1970s to stop them from doing it. They were doing it in the 1960s. And so the Church Committee hearing and the Pike Committee hearing said to the NSA and the CIA, you will not do that. We'll let you collect foreign intelligence, but we won't let you surveil Americans. And yet they use the FISA court to do just that, working, conspiring with foreign intelligence agencies to concoct a dirty dossier to try to overthrow our election. We've allowed them to do regime change and overthrow other agencies for so long. We've allowed them to assassinate our own president here in the past. And now these people bring all this stuff home to us. And violating the Constitution. It is human domain analytics. It is activity-based intelligence. It is geospatial intelligence, mapping where you were. And that's exactly what they're admitting to now. This has been an open secret for a long time. And it is very pervasive. It's collected, they said, even when people aren't making calls or using apps. It can be even more detailed than the data generated by cell phone towers. See, they would lie to you and tell you, oh, we're not listening to your phone calls. It's just the metadata. The metadata is more important than your phone calls. The metadata allows them to map relationships, to profile you as to what your political and religious beliefs are, and on, everything about you. Google makes it very hard to resist opting in. Many users do not understand that they have opted in. Android devices collect lots of other data by default. It is extremely difficult to opt out of that collected data. And yet we have James Clapper. Remember just before we had the Snowden leaks? Here's a reminder of James Clapper. He's not the, you know, it's not just Mike Pompeo at the CIA. It's not just the CIA that lies, that cheats, that steals. They were stealing and lying about stealing your data. Here's James Clapper back in 2013.
I don't really know what a dossier is in this context.
That's
so
the way they cover
what I wanted to
see dossier.
Is if you could give me a yes or no answer to the question, does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly. There are cases where they could inadvertently, perhaps, collect, but not wittingly.
And I've played for you Michael Hayden at Washington Lee University. You know, these small speeches that they give. I think nobody's going to put this up on the internet. I analyzed that speech. Michael Hayden, former director of the NSA, of the CIA, saying, I'm so angry with Ron Wyden for asking that question, putting James Clapper on the spot, getting him to lie like that. Of course, he never faced any charges from Congress. Congress was fine with him lying to the American people. And so is Hayden. Hayden was angry at Ron Wyden because he blew the whistle on him. It's always the whistleblower's fault. It's not the people who lie and cheat and steal and murder and torture. It's the people who expose it that we should get angry at. He said, Ron Wyden knew that. All of his staff knew that. All the congressional staff knew that that was happening. And he put Clapper on the spot there, made him lie. And now we've got Clapper weighing in on the Mueller report. Let's play video clip number 6.
AG has handled this process culminating in today.
Well, to be honest, Chris, I'm a bit disappointed. I think the Attorney General clearly is trying to paint as favorable a light on the Mueller report as possible. And when you read it, it's pretty devastating. I'll tell you, though, the big thing for me, the big deal for me in this was laying out in very rich detail the magnitude and pervasiveness of the Russian interference in our election in 2016.
Yeah, he's still lying.
And personally gratifying because of the intelligence community assessment that we rendered on January 6th of 2017, briefed then President-elect Trump on about the Russian interference. But this report, we only scratched the surface. And I hope Americans will take the time to read that. You know, collusion, obstruction aside, the big deal to me is the magnitude of the Russian interference, and no one can say they didn't interfere and in fact, I think, taint the election.
The magnitude of the interference. We have the people that they have put in charge of the internet, basically making the internet their private playpen, and they control who is seen and who is heard. And yet he talks about a couple of thousand ads that they allegedly say came from a Russian organization that they label by the old Soviet Union label. It's absolutely amazing how these people continue to lie. And of course, you know, he's the regular commentator. James Clapper, the liar, never faced any charges from Congress. Instead, he gets a position as a talking head. And I want to play you this next clip here. Vid 8, let's play that. He talks about passive collusion. Was this like unintentional, Senator? Let's play James Clapper.
If there wasn't active collusion proven, then I think what we have here is a case of passive collusion.
Where, so is he a passive liar?
In some cases, unwittingly, to include candidate Trump himself, who retweeted messages that had been planted.
Okay, let's stop it right there. You heard that? He says unwittingly, a passive collusion, unwittingly. Yeah, it's the same thing when he perjured himself. You know, he said unwittingly, Senator. So if James Clapper didn't face any recriminations for lying to Congress, that's a big charge against Roger Stone there. Oh, you lied to Congress. Well, you know, it wasn't about anything that was even material, if in fact there were any misleadings there. I don't think there were. But James Clapper, it was material, and he did lie to Congress under oath, but it was unwitting. So if there is passive collusion from President Trump, and it was unwitting, should there be any impeachment? Well, the Democrats are saying yes, and the liar, James Clapper, is still using that same language and still lying to us. And they brag about the fact that they lie, they cheat, they steal. Folks, that's it for the broadcast, and I really do appreciate you tuning in, and we do appreciate your support as well. And we've got a couple of specials as a thank you to all of our supporters to make it a little bit easier for you to support us. We have put all of the apparel on sale at InfoWarsStore.com, and we have our annual 50% off apparel sale. You can get new and classic designs on shirts, on hats, on hoodies, all of them 50% off. We have the 2-week food supply, the storable food supply. It is storable for up to 25 years. You can get that 2-week food supply for just $67. That's only about $5 a day. You can get very high quality storable food. Please limit that to 4 each in a purchase because it's such a deep discount. And we have Alexa Pure Breeze, the air filter created by Alexa Pure. Very attractive, very silent, very effective. And that is now $50 off at InfoWarsStore.com. Folks, don't forget that you can also see the archives of this program at our YouTube channel that we put back up. You can find it David Knight, but it's also there as Libertarian. There's a lot of different sites that have our stuff up, but you can see it there at Libertarian. You can also follow me on Twitter at Libertarian, and you can find it on InfoWars at InfoWars.com/David-Knight-show. You can find the broadcasts and the shows. Don't forget to support the radio and television stations that support us. We really do appreciate your support. It's very vital at this point. You are our sponsors, and we hope that you support our sponsors on those radio and TV shows as well. Thank you for joining us.
Please don't forget, we have a lot of amazing deals on the site. We still have store-wide free shipping. We had to end all those big discounts on the supplements. We're about to sell out of all of them, but we still have a big discount going, even though it's about to sell out on DNA Force, our flagship amazing product. Check out DNA Force. Learn why it's so amazing. Do yourself a favor. DNA Force Plus, now even stronger, even better for your telomeres, for your cells, for your mitochondrial DNA, for your nerves, for your brain. If there's one thing you take, it should be DNA Force Plus with PQQ, CoQ10, and so much more. And all apparel. We only do this once a year. Annual super sale. All apparel. All ball caps, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, 50% off, 50% off store-wide. And you help fund the InfoWar, and you spread the word, and you stand up to the bullies. Store-wide apparel sells 50% off, and so much more, and your funding makes it all possible. Whatever you do, get DNA Force today. It's discounted, but it's about to sell out. We'll be right back.
I've got a big announcement to make. We've got four or five positions in IT and a bunch of very exciting projects we want to launch. If you see things going on in InfoWars that you want to make better, and if you want to really be involved in the heart of the fight against the globalists, send your resumes, completely confidential and private, to techjobs@infowars.com. Again, we've got four or five places we want to fill, and a lot of new secret projects going on. The point is, if you want to build freedom in this country and promote free speech, and you want to help InfoWars go to the next level, we want to hire you. Send your resumes to techjobs@infowars.com today. I look forward to meeting some of you and shaking your hand and having you jump on Millennium Falcon, the start of episode 4, because that's what you're going to be doing. This is the real ticket to adventure. Techjobs@infowars.com. Techjobs@infowars.com. Techjobs@infowars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.